Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller on April the 18th, 2022. The Invisible War of the Mind, Part 1. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Satan is unrelenting and never stops his assault on our minds. The battle is the mind, and his assault is nothing short of vicious. The reason it's so unfair is because our mind is our control center. Everything goes through this computer bank. What you hear, see, consider, believe, and every thought is either building you up in God or it's building up a stronghold to take you down. A little at a time, one thought of acceptance at a time. We often say, oh, this one is really nothing to really think about. But one drop of water dripping over time will fill up a gallon, and eventually your fuel tank. And then what do you say? Or better said, what do you think about that? I have several dear friends with broken minds. They are medically sick. They are not in control. One is off into an inner world, and another is so angry and vile that they destroy everything around them. They have lost control of their minds. I know that whatever gets your mind, your thoughts, gets you. Do you believe that? Is your mind open to the impact that your collective thoughts really do control what you do and say? And would you say that what governs that is what you are feeding it every day? And that includes all of the unfiltered things you have allowed to come in. Uninhibited, unfettered, unobstructed, and without any real thought of the eventual impact and damage they will reap at your expense. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. In other words, we don't fight with armor. We don't fight with politics. We don't fight with money. We don't fight with all the humanistic ways. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. The Apostle Paul says here that our job in this battle is to destroy strongholds, and beyond that, to not allow them to be built again. A stronghold is a mindset, a personal attitude. Fear, guilt, resentment, insecurity, pride, words, TV programs, ads, what we read all create some kind of stronghold within us. It says, take captive every thought. The Greek word archmoltais there means to control, to conquer. The Greek word for make it obedient is hupakoi, meaning to bring into submission, to bring under control. How do we do that? My mind doesn't want to obey. I've built up strongholds over the years, complete with rebar reinforcements. I can assure you, all of it is rebellious and disobedient. Paul talks about this in Romans 7, and he says, I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Wretched man that I am, Romans 7:19. It takes serious time and effort to teach someone how to fight the battle of the mind, and I am still learning and feel I'm a novice. Our mind is our greatest asset and our greatest liability. Everybody has a mental illness. We are all mentally ill. The mental illness is called sin. Deuteronomy says that we're confused. Job says we're anxious and closed. Ecclesiastes says that we're evil and restless. Leviticus says we're rash and deluded. The Bible talks about in 2 Kings a troubled mind, in 1 Timothy a depraved mind, and in 2 Corinthians a blinded mind, the broken mind. We are so brilliantly adept at lying to ourselves, but we keep telling ourselves that it's not so bad. I'm really pretty good. I'm okay. Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? But we say, not me, I'm in good shape. I'm reasonable, accepting, inclusive. Too many Christians don't really believe that scripture applies to them. And that major fact may be at the heart of our failure to control our thoughts and take them captive. We're not attending to this onslaught of Satan seriously, and he has an open door to our minds. Let's take on another front. We just can't believe everything we think. Did you know that all sin begins as a lie? 1 John 1 says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. We deceive ourselves all of the time. We don't have to accept every thought, and in fact, we shouldn't. Finally, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. Tomorrow we'll talk about how we fight in the Spirit to take every thought captive. Let's begin today by asking the Holy Spirit to help us filter our thoughts and see what he sees. In Jesus' name, make it a Jesus-filled day.